From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
This is a devastating tragedy.
I would have never thought something like this would happen in a small, close community.
Another mass shooting here in California. This one here in our backyard. I'm Jocelyn Moran. We're live at Half Moon Bay with the latest.
She enjoyed her last dance, even though it was her last dance.
Heartbreak across the state. In Southern California, the community of Monterey Park is honoring the victims of the tragic shooting there, the remembrance of those who lost their lives.
So sad. Plus, attorneys for Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes are calling it a baseless allegation, the denial of what prosecutors are now claiming.
And it's a sunny week ahead of us with rain right around the corner heading into this weekend. We're going to talk more about that and all this wind coming up in the full forecast.
Yeah, those windy conditions could affect your drive across some of our Bay Area bridges. Plus, those metering lights are already on at the Bay Bridge. I'll have your travel times coming right up.
But we start this morning with a community in Half Moon Bay shocked and devastated after the nation's latest mass shooting. Seven people are dead and one person is in the hospital this morning after shootings at two mushroom farms in the city. Deputies say the gunman actually turned himself in and there's no threat to the community right now. 67-year-old Half Moon Bay resident Chun-Li Zhao is in custody. The San Mateo County Sheriff believes he may have been a worker at one of those farms. And this didn't end in a pursuit or a standoff. It ended when the suspect drove himself to the sheriff's department to a substation. We caught the arrest on camera. That's what you're looking at right here on your screen. After they arrested him, sheriff's deputies spent hours combing through his car. They say they found a semi-automatic weapon inside. Gianna.
And meanwhile, Amanda, our Jocelyn Moran is live from the sheriff's substation where the suspect turned himself in. And Jocelyn, this really is a shock to a very close-knit, tight community.
Yeah, Gianna, I know we've talked about Half Moon Bay several times, specifically about their hardworking farm worker community. And that is something that we've been hearing a lot from people in this community. And our crews have been here since yesterday. And our Betty Yu actually talked with a woman. So this video here is Alicia Ortega. This is the woman you see here. You can see her on the phone. She tells our crews her partner worked as a manager at a mushroom farm just off Highway 1.
When was the last time you heard from him?
In the morning when he go to work is the last time I hear from him, and pretty much is it.
You think he's in there?
Yes.
And hours later, she told our Betty Yu that the love of her life, Martin Martinez, was shot inside the mushroom farm. And unfortunately, this is now reality for so many families. Seven people are dead, another person at Stanford Medical Center. Loved ones of victims and those living in the area gathered at the Family Reunification Center on Main Street last night. There were people there with the nonprofit ALAS helping. ALAS responds to natural disasters and emergencies. And Gianna, we know this, especially because just last week I was talking to you about this story. You were talking to people within ALAS who were helping the community here in Half Moon Bay after the damage that happened because of those storms. So to now see this, we're hearing from people and just the shock that comes with this because of how close-knit this community is. And so we are waiting to get more information. We have not gotten the identities of the victims, and we are waiting to get more information as to the motive behind this shooting. Gianna.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of families are waiting to get that information as well. And Jocelyn, you're right. You know, I spent a day with Joaquin Jimenez, who is the vice mayor and also part of ALAS. And you and I talked about it. These farmers have been hit so hard lately. Still, some are not in their homes yet due to the flooding from the recent storms.
Yeah, exactly, Gianna. And something I specifically also remember about your story there was just them talking about how they are always helping each other. So we are going to hear from Joaquin in the next 30 minutes.
They certainly do rally around each other as a community. Jocelyn, thank you. We'll see you in just a little bit. Well, FBI officers in San Francisco are helping the San Mateo County Sheriff's Department with the investigation, but deputies taking the lead. Governor Gavin Newsom, who is also dealing with the fallout from another mass shooting that was down in Southern California, he tweeted this out, quote, at the hospital meeting with victims of a mass shooting when I get pulled away to be briefed about another shooting, this time in Half Moon Bay. It is tragedy upon tragedy. And Justin, this shooting is bringing back some very painful memories over what happened just 2 years ago in San Jose.
Yeah, that shooting at Half Moon Bay is just the deadliest here in the Bay Area since that San Jose one you just mentioned, that VTA shooting in 2021. I remember that one so vividly. That's where a VTA employee opened fire at a rail yard, killing 9 people before turning the gun on himself. And keep in mind, the community of Monterey Park is still reeling, searching for answers after a massacre there on Saturday during celebrations for the Lunar New Year. Last night, there was a candlelight vigil for the 11 victims gunned down. We were in Monterey Park yesterday to hear from the loved ones of the victims.
She enjoyed her last dance, even though it was her last dance. What if we did Lunar New Year dinner and she might have not gone?
According to the sheriff, the 72-year-old suspect had items at his house that led authorities to believe he was manufacturing homemade gun suppressors. But for now, investigators still do not know the suspect's motive for the shooting. We will continue bringing you updates on both of these recent mass shootings right here on CBS News Bay Area, live on the air on the CBS News app, and always on our website, kpix.com.
All right, switching gears a little bit, we're going to check on our forecast. It was pretty gusty yesterday, so how much longer will these wind gusts last?
You know, for the next couple of days, as high pressure is parked offshore, we're going to be seeing this offshore flow, and I'm going to kind of explain the science behind what I just said. This area of high pressure works in a clockwise direction, and it's circulating just offshore. So what's happening is these winds are actually over into the Sacramento Valley, pushing south and back into the bay. So we've been seeing a little bit of a different direction in those winds. It's been helping us stay clear. It's been giving us these sunny skies. It's kind of the reason why we're also dealing with a gradual warming trend into this week. Now, current conditions all throughout the bay, mostly sitting in the 30s and 40s, so mild for now, but let's take a look at those wind gusts. Mostly along the coast, it's all based on your microclimate, right? So for our friends along the coast, those higher elevations push that wind down just along that coastline. We can see anywhere up to 30 mile per hour winds at times there. And all throughout the afternoon, it'll get gusty into Oakland, close to 30 mile per hour winds, even off into Concord just around 1 o'clock. So that's kind of the big trend as we kick off this week. It was the case yesterday. It's the case today. And as we extend into our forecast tomorrow, we're going to warm up just a little bit more. We're going to see upper 60s in the forecast up near Napa and Sonoma, close to 70s. Can you believe that? And it's only January.
I saw, what, 69 at one point on your 7 days.
So that'll be nice because we might get some more rain at some point. So
this weekend, I'll have more on that coming up.
All right, enjoy it while you can. But, you know, Jess is talking about those windy conditions out there as well, and that will affect your drive on some of our Bay Area bridges. So be extra careful on bridges like this. This is the Bay Bridge, which is already busy with a lot of traffic, but you might really feel that those gusts this morning as you travel across the span. So Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, busy. You're backed up well beyond that 880 overpass, almost to the foot of the maze, so we really start seeing that area kind of fill in this morning. Live look at the San Mateo Bridge. We've got it in advisory in effect here as well, and it is certainly a slow ride westbound heading over towards 101, which is the commute direction, but pretty typical for this time of the morning. No wind advisory has been issued for the Golden Gate Bridge. In fact, this part of the morning commute actually looks pretty good. They just did those lane changes, adding that extra lane for southbound commuters. Justin.
All right, G, you'll want to listen to this. We just checked the Powerball website, and the jackpot has jumped to $526 million for tomorrow night's drawing. That means no one hit it big. In fact, no one has won the top prize since November, but there's still a chance of maybe cashing in on a smaller prize. So just in case, here's a look at the winning numbers for Monday night. They are 12, 31, 46, 58, 60, with the Powerball 23.
Where's your ticket, G?
I know, I gotta check my tickets. I didn't check Monday's tickets yet.
You know, so I cash in a little bit. Just share the wealth, that's all.
I promise every single time we talk about lottery stories, I will share.
I'm just gonna keep reminding you.
Well, that's okay. We need to leave it when I see it.
It'll be a very nice lunch.
Yeah, sounds good. Oh, just a lunch? Wait a minute.
I was waiting for that.